on your vehicle today.
The warranty on my vehicle?
Yes.
Which vehicle are you referring to?
Sir, you have to tell me the year, make, and model of the vehicle for me to be able to pull up your factory or your powertrain warranty.
Oh, you're able to extend my warranty?
Well, if you tell me the year, make, and model, yes, probably.
It's a 1983.
Okay, I don't know if you're being serious or if you think that a warranty would even be on that vehicle. Is that the only vehicle that you own?
I don't understand your question. Why wouldn't I be being serious?
Because nobody in their right mind would even think that a warranty would be put on there.
I don't know a lot about warranties, and you guys called me and told me that you're able to extend my warranty. Why would you call if you weren't able to?
That's the only vehicle that you own.
Don't you know that?
Well, we send out postcards that told you that a warranty was about to expire. It tells you the year, make, and model on there.
To what address did you send it?
Sir, I don't have any of that information. I don't send things out. I'm just an operator. I just answer phones all day. That's all I do. If you want a warranty, we can help you out with that, but not on that vehicle.
So you sent out a notice telling me that you would give me a warranty on a vehicle that you can't give me a warranty on?
No. We send out postcards that said the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you owned was coming out of warranty or has been expired, and if you would like to extend or reinstate it. But we wouldn't even send out a postcard to somebody that had that old of a vehicle. So that's why I asked you if that's the only vehicle that you own.
Well, yeah, of course that's the only vehicle.
Okay, well then I don't know how you got put on our call list, but I'll go ahead and take your phone number off our call list.
I don't understand why you're being so angry at me for you making a mistake.
I'm not angry at you. And I didn't make a mistake, my company made a mistake.
You just said that...
Your phone number has been deleted.
You just said that nobody in their right mind... You're implying that I'm not in my right mind?
Well, yeah, if you thought that a warranty would be put on the 76. Yes.
I said 83.
Oh, okay. Well, 83, whatever. But your phone number's been deleted, so we'll stop calling you, okay?
Well, you can call me again if you want.
Okay, well, we won't, so...
Well, I mean, would you? Do you mind?
No, I won't call you back.
You won't, ever.
No, I won't, ever.
You're never going to call me back.
I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to talk to you again in your life.
You're never, ever, 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 ever going to talk to me again in my life?
Never, ever, 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 ever going to talk to you again in your life.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
What are the odds?
What the fuck, Tony? Huh?
What are the odds?
Very, very, very great odds.
The odds are great that you'll never, ever, 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 ever talk to me again in my life?
Mm-hmm.
I have to disagree.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm not in my right mind.
You're not in your right mind if you think that an 83 is going to be warranted. Yes, you're not in your right mind.
But what about the odds being great that we're never, ever, ever, ever going to talk again?
Well, then you're not in your right mind on that one either, because we're never, ever, ever going to talk again.
So I'm just plain old not in my right mind, according to you.
Yeah.
And you have a college degree, I'm assuming?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No, I'm not.
So you're not even an authority on the right minds. Is what you're saying now.
Well, I'm just letting you know that the things that we are talking about, you're not in your right mind.
What? Now we're getting into semantics?
Okay, sir, you have a good day. I'm going to go ahead and hang up with you now.
You're going to hang up on me. After all that, you're just going to go ahead and hang up on me. You've got some nerve. You've got a lot of gall, lady.
You want to know what? I talk to a lot of people every day.
And I
think you're the funniest one I've talked to.
I'm the best one you've talked to all day, yet you're never, ever, ever going to talk to me again.
No, I'm not.
Do you know my phone number?
I do not know your phone. Actually, yes, I do know your phone number.
You said you deleted it. See, now you're a liar.
No, I didn't delete it. Your phone number's sitting on my caller ID right here, the phone that I'm talking on. And I typed it into my computer.
Does it say my name?
No, it doesn't.
Do you want to know it?